Uma Amin. I believe. Be'emuna Shalema. In complete faith. Bevias HaMoshiach. In the coming of Moshiach. Moshiach will be a person sent by Hashem himself. He will gather all the children of Israel from the four corners of the earth and return us all to our own land, our holy land, Eretz Yisrael. Every Jew truly believes in the coming of Moshiach. In our daily prayers, we ask Hashem to please send us Moshiach right away. Yes, we want Moshiach now. And our Chachamim tell us that Hashem had selected Eliyahu Hanavi, Elijah the prophet, to be the one to bring us the good news that Moshiach is finally coming. In fact, when Pesach comes, we place a special cup filled with wine right in the center of the Seder table. This is in honor of Eliyahu Hanavi. We call it Kos Shel Eliyahu Hanavi, the cup of Elijah the prophet. For our Chachamim tell us that Eliyahu Hanavi visits every Jewish home during the Seder nights and blesses us with all good. It is during the Seder nights that we ask Hashem to free us once again. Just as he freed us from slavery in the land of Egypt so many years ago. We all call out together, L'shana haba'ah b'Yerushalayim, that by the coming year, we will surely be in our holy city, Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, where the third Beis HaMikdash will already be there, built by Hashem himself. Here is an interesting story about a fine Jewish woman called Devorah, and how she honored the Koshel Eliyahu Hanavi in such a special way. And in return for this, a miracle took place, through which she was so greatly rewarded. And the story goes like this. The Koshel Eliyahu Hanavi that Devorah had was really something so very special. It was a tall cup made out of pure gold, decorated with so many sparkling diamonds and colorful jewels. To Devorah, this kos was truly a priceless treasure, for it was handed down in her family from generation to generation. Right before Pesach, she would polish the cup and make it shine so brightly for the Seder nights. She would fill the cup with delicious wine and place it right in the center of the Seder table. All of this was done in the honor of Eliyahu Hanavi. Now Devorah's husband, Beryl, was a very devoted and hard-working man. He tried his best to support his family. Yet, from all of his earnings, he hardly had enough to feed his wife and children. It was before Pesach, and Beryl realized that he just didn't have enough money to buy all that was needed for the holiday. When he told this to his wife, she said, "Don't worry, let's trust in Hashem. He will surely help us." There was a moment of silence, and all of a sudden, Beryl called out, "Devorah, I just thought of an idea. Now, if you will take my advice, I think we will have plenty of money for a long time to come." "What do you mean?" said Devorah in surprise. "What are you talking about?" "Well, we still have that Kos Shel Eliyahu Hanavi. And that must be worth a fortune. Just imagine how rich we will be if we will sell it." "Oh, no," called out Devorah. "Heavens forbid. We can't do that. Why, this coast was made in the honor of Eliyahu HaNavi. We have no right to sell it. Why, just imagine how Eliyahu HaNavi will feel when he will visit our home during the Seder nights, and the cup will no longer be there. Oh, no, we just can't do that. I'm sure that there must be a better way through which Hashem could help us. A few days passed, and there came a fierce rainstorm. Beryl was away at work, and Devorah was home, taking care of the children. And all of a sudden, she heard a knocking at the door. As Devorah opened the door, she saw an old beggar crying. Oh, please, have mercy. Permit me to come in. It's raining so hard outside, and I'm soaked through and through. Why, of course. Do come in, said Devorah. Here, sit down next to the fireplace and make yourself comfortable. I'm going to prepare a hot drink for you. Oh, thank you so much, said the old beggar. You are such a kind lady. Hashem will surely reward you for your kindness. As soon as the rains stopped, the old beggar got up and said to Devorah, Before I leave, I would like to bless you. Is there any special blessing you would like to have? Devorah looked at the old beggar and began to cry. What's the matter, dear lady? Why are you crying? Devorah looked up and began telling him the sad story about the Koshel Eliyahu HaNavi, how much she treasured it, and that her husband, Beryl, wants to sell it. Please bless us, Devorah said, that Hashem will answer our prayers so that we won't have to sell the kos. After all, it was made in the honor of Eliyahu HaNavi. The old man blessed Devorah with good health and lots of fortune. And as he left, he gave her a golden coin and said, Here, please take this. I am sure that you could make good use of it. After thanking the old beggar and bidding him farewell, she ran over to the grocery to buy some food for the family. But as she returned home with the groceries, she noticed something very strange. For there, on the table, right before her eyes, was the golden coin. Oh, my! How could this be? I forgot to pay the grocer for the food. But as she returned to the store to apologize, the storekeeper looked at her and said, I don't understand you. You certainly did pay. Why, here is the golden coin that you gave me. You must have had 2 golden coins. Now, is there anything else you'd like to buy? Well, you could imagine how happy Devorah was, knowing that now she was able to buy even more food for her family. And you can guess what happened when she returned home. That's right. There was the golden coin right on the table. Devorah just couldn't believe her eyes. And this kept on happening again and again. It was then that she realized that the old man really wasn't a beggar after all, but a heavenly messenger in disguise sent by Hashem to help her as an answer to her prayers. I wonder if he was Eliyahu HaNavi, Devorah thought to herself. I really wonder. Yes, dear children, Devorah didn't have to sell the Koshel Eliyahu HaNavi after all. For now she had all the money she needed for the holiday, with so much left over for a long time to come. And you can imagine how excited Beryl was when he came home and heard the good news. But the real surprise was yet to come. For Pesach night, during the Seder, the same old man came to visit them once more. But this time, he introduced himself as Eliyahu HaNavi. May Hashem bless you for your good heart and kindness, he said, and especially for the way you honored my kos. As Eliyahu HaNovi was about to leave, Devorah called out, Please come once more and bring us the good news that Moshiach is coming now. To this he answered, Very well, very well. And I'd like to let you in on a secret. It's much sooner than you think.